not supposed to be listening to him. Why is she listening to him?
It's the Morning News Express 820 at WFMD in the studio. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the sports guru of Frederick County. You'll find out that maybe I'm the bigger sports guru than Greg Swiatek from the Frederick News Post. Good morning, sir.
I reject that comment.
Hey, I have a friend of mine. I eat breakfast with him almost every Sunday.
Yeah.
And he's a Cleveland Browns fan.
Uh-huh.
And he said that the Browns have already had a great season. They won a preseason game.
Right, which they did not do last year. I mean, literally, they won one game last year. Out of their 20 that they played, they won one. So we're off to a good start.
See?
So
there you go.
Hey, with that lottery story, I thought you had a big announcement to make, and I thought you were going to tell me that you were quitting and naming me the new host of the Morning News Express.
You want it, you can have it. I'll move on.
If you won the lottery, you wouldn't stay on as our morning mayor and the host of the Morning News Express?
I actually would for 2 weeks.
For two, right. Just long enough to put in your notice, right?
Well, I would work until they found somebody to replace me. That would be, because I would, you win $350 million, I'm out of here. I'm sorry. I love my job. I love talking to the people, but I would sit there, and as soon as I won, I would tell my wife to quit and say, look, we're done, and she can come home. And I said, you start planning our trip around the world, because we're going to, she's never
would
really
your first
been out of...
Would your first purchase be a private plane to make that trip around the world?
No.
What, you're going to fly Delta Airlines or American Airlines?
No, nothing like that. Yeah. Nothing like that. I would fly, comfortably, but I wouldn't fly in a private
plane. You're not flying coach around the world, probably.
No, I would fly business class, or the ones where you can lay down and sleep in it. Over the seas
With your little TV that you can watch, too.
Yeah. Well, they have that now in coach, don't they?
On some planes, on the back of the seats, they have TVs.
I mean, everybody has their iPads now. They can turn those on anyway,
but
right?
There wouldn't be the Bob Miller jet?
No.
I did hear you were going to be nice to your fellow coworkers here and buy them a new... You were going to
buy the radio station.
The station, right.
And then move the building to a nicer facility.
And then set everyone up with a big, nice new facility and studio and everything.
Yes,
so
they would love me.
You'd be the boss.
Some of them wouldn't because they'd be gone.
You'd be the non-working unemployed boss of the year.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I would do.
Right.
You got to pay to play.
Right.
Okay. I just got a last hour talk to the coach of the Thurmont Little League, Tim Costello, and they stole the hearts of Frederick County.
They did,
and really represented Frederick County. I mean, you look at the team from Jersey that they lost to, and they have, I think that was a town of 56,000 people, and Thurmont's like 3,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to think about this, I mean, in the Mid Atlantic region, they're one of the top two teams in the whole when you think of the Mid-Atlantic, that's a big region.
Yeah.
And they're one of the top two Little League teams in the entire region. So regardless of what the score was or what the outcome was, I mean, it's just a tremendous story. It's a tremendous accomplishment.
Yeah. And I was talking to Tim off the air, and he said that it's like, well, any, what regrets? He said, I just think maybe if I had to do it over again, I would make them a little more prepared of what it would be like when they got up there. You know, that they're treated like rock stars. He said that it can be a little overwhelming for,
That's why you have to go through it. I mean, that's why you have to experience it, and that's why experience matters.
Yeah.
And they were really up against it because that team from New Jersey had a chance to rest for like 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to rest your pitchers that way. So you could set up your pitching exactly how you want it, where the Thurmont kids had to play some elimination games. And maybe their pitching wasn't exactly where they wanted it for that championship game. Although they had their number one guy. Everyone pitched pretty well, and they did have their number one guy.
They had their number one guy, and he just, unfortunately, they're a fastball hitting team, and that's his pitch. And 70 miles an hour, it just jacked out of there. But I told him, I said, what made everybody, love this team was that little Peyton, which is his son. And I'm like, Little League World Series had a great comment about him. I obviously saw it, but it said, baby-faced warrior, the story of the night was supposed to be New Jersey punching its tickets to Williamsport, but the spotlight was stolen by Maryland's Peyton Costello, all of 60 pounds, facing down the best hitters in the country, absolutely carving them up, proving once again that baseball, in baseball, the only size that matters is the size of the heart.
There you go.
And
I mean, some of these kids are, I mean,
they're monsters.
Yeah, I mean, they're bigger than me at age 12.
Yeah.
So, and you see that across the board. I mean, just wait until you flip on the Little League World Series and see the size of some of these kids. So that's a really cool thing. That's what Little League Baseball is about. Everyone gets to play. Everyone gets a chance, and everyone gets to contribute. And that's what these Thurmond kids did. It was a great run. I must say, though, I'm not a big fan of this alteration to this double elimination tournament, this made-for-TV alteration. Imagine, I mean, the New Jersey team, which was undefeated, if Thurmond beats them in the championship game, that's it. I mean, it's supposed to be a double elimination tournament, right? So imagine if Thurmond was this powerhouse team, which they were, but the number one seed, the top seed in the tournament, they advanced to the championship game without losing. And imagine in this double elimination tournament if they only had to lose one time.
Well, but they got the ability to sit out for a couple of days, as you mentioned. And rest up and just relax.
True, but still, I mean, if it's a double elimination tournament, you should have to lose twice, right?
Well, it depends on how they have it set up. Obviously not. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
that all the other teams had to work their way through the double brackets and all the other things to be able to get to that game. So they didn't get a chance to rest. And you just sit there and say, you know, that they should all get a day to rest or 2 days to rest or 3 days to rest like the Jersey team because they won already?
Yeah, that's a fair point. But I just think if it's a double elimination tournament, regardless of who the team is, I'm not singling out any teams.
Twice.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I mean, but
being
but
a hater, man.
Hey, well, but ESPN, they want the drama of the winner take all. They want a true championship game. So I'm just
happy ESPN puts on Little League, for goodness sake.
They always have. I mean, the Little League World Series.
I don't know. They always ran all of the Mid-Atlantic regionals.
Right.
And the Southern.
That's true. I haven't noticed all the regional coverage before, but they're always ABC, the Little League World Series. Final will be on ABC.
Yeah.
So.
Which isn't that big of a deal anymore. Those kind of networks aren't that big of a deal. I mean, they're all kind of the same. But yeah, it was fun to watch kids from Thurmond that you could see their family members and, you know, go to Burger King or Roy Rogers or McDonald's.
And the dynamic, too. I mean, a town of 56,000 versus a town of a couple thousand in Thurmond. So, great run by the boys from up north.
Bryce Harper, you know, now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with slippery bases.
I was going to say, people are clamoring for it's a fluke occurrence. It's an unfortunate occurrence for the Nationals, but there's no rule that needs to be made out of this in dealing with slippery bases. I mean, it could happen at any time. And I don't think a special rule needs to be made about this. I mean, he's lucky that it was just a severe bone bruise and not a torn ligament of some sort that would knock him out for the rest of the season.
Usually, I think a bone bruise is that he should hit something. He hit absolutely nothing.
Yeah, he hit his own knee. His own knee buckled against itself, really. So
it hurts.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't feel good, I'm sure. But there's no rule that needs to come out of this. I mean, it's just a fluke situation that happened.
All right, we'll keep you here for just a moment, and we'll talk about sports with Mr. Greg Swiatek.
Indeed.
The South Mountain Creamery Morning News Express with Bob Miller on 930 WFMD.
In the studio with us, we're talking with Greg Swiatek of the Friday News Post, talking sports. And the big sporting event, I don't know if you were aware of it, Greg, was the cycling that was going on in Frederick this weekend. And the Tour de Frederick, of course, obviously the big sporting event.
Who was the big star of that race?
Oh, you know, I'm not going to say anything, Bob Miller.
Oh.
Yeah. Not Charlie Smith, the Frederick County State's attorney who rode 100 miles. No, not him. No, fat morning guy who rode 34 miles.
Were you racing Charlie saying, I have to finish ahead of Charlie?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm on Dublin Road and we're kind of, you know, we're about, I don't know, a couple miles away from the finish line. And I saw this guy, and I kind of got over to the left. I see the faster riders coming up and you kind of get over and let them pass, right? And this guy kind of zipped up beside me, and I just was kind of being cordial. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, and I look over, and it's Charlie Smith.
Right.
And I'm like, how you doing? Hey, dude, how you doing? And he's like, well, how you doing? I said, I cramping a little bit here towards the end.
Did you guys fist bump or anything?
No, no. But I said, I'm cramping. He said, yeah, me too, a little bit. I said, yeah, but you're on 98 miles and I'm on 32.
Right.
So
yeah.
There's a little bit of difference.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you survived, it looks like.
I survived. I'm not tired. I was tired. I shouldn't say I wasn't tired.
No one had to wheel you in here this morning?
Nobody had to wheel me in. I walked in on my own 2 feet.
There you go.
Yeah. So I was pretty happy because I didn't finish it last year. So I was glad that I finished it this year. And it was longer this year than last year.
Hey,
thanks to the Frederick County Public Works.
If you buy me a bike, I might participate next year.
Should we take up a collection for you?
Maybe.
You know,
Hey, what did Colin get to cut his hair?
Well, he cut his hair for charity.
Right, that's what I mean. But
he didn't get anything for that.
No. But he was. People were actually like putting money towards this cause, though. Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what will we do for you? For you to grow hair? You have hair.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you'd have to find another game to play with me. Yeah. So
we shoot you with a paintball gun or something.
No. I'd rather grow hair than do that. So
Orioles. Let's start Keys. Orioles. Nats.
Keys lost yesterday, and they've played for a sweep in four consecutive series, but they haven't finished the job. So they're not great in these series finales. I think they're now 9-25 in the final games of the series. So they lost to the Potomac Nationals yesterday in the Mio Field. They're on the road this week, all week. So where they haven't been great this year. I mean, they've been good at home, but not on the road. So to stay in the playoff chase, because they're chasing down that second wild card spot in their division, they're going to have a good week on the road, because the season, believe it or not, is 3 weeks away from being over.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, when the season's over.
Labor Day weekend, basically, the season is over. I think that Monday Labor Day is the final game. So they only have a few weeks to go to make up a couple games in the standings. The Orioles, they lost to the A's yesterday, and that was a bad loss because, I mean, they split the series 2-2, and Oakland's one of the worst teams in the American League, so you can't, if you're in a playoff chase like the Orioles are, chasing down one of those wild card spots, you can't afford to lose two games to Oakland at this point. And now they have three in Seattle.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Hellickson was good to start the game, but then he ran into some trouble and things went downhill quickly for him. Chris Tillman made his first appearance ever in relief.
Yeah. How'd he do?
For the Orioles. Not bad. Not bad. He... they were already down significantly by that point. He didn't make it any worse, really. So it was a completely different experience for him coming out of the bullpen. The warm up routine is different and everything. So he's gonna have to get used to that. And what was the you said Keys, Orioles,
Nats?
Had a grand slam late walk last off, yeah. night by Howie Kendrick, split a doubleheader with the Giants. And the big news was of the weekend, of course, was Bryce Harper, which we already touched on. And did you watch Justin Thomas win the PGA at all?
You know what maybe, and we're out of time, but you know what I loved about that whole thing is not only that he won a 20-something one, he did it with, is that Ricky Fowler and
Jordan Spieth
both sat there and waited for him to finish.
Yeah, I mean, there's a nice fraternity of golfers now. Yeah. I mean, this is not the first time that's happened.
No, but I mean, you know, a lot of these guys can just, you know, they're out of it, they get on their planes and they go to the next one or they go home.
And when Jordan Spieth just won the British Open, Justin, who was there to greet him at walking off the green, was Justin Thomas.
I like that. They're buddies. I like that.
I think the seventh first-time major winner in the last eight. So I think Jordan Spieth is the only guy that had won a major before in this last string of eight tournaments. So lots of new faces becoming major champions.
I gotta love it. Greg_Swantek, that's where you get him, at Greg_Swantek.
Yes, my middle name is underscore. Yes.
Well, at least it's not Padraic. All right, 8:41 at WFMD. Let's get a look at your 9:30 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. Katie Ryan had all the details for you this morning.